The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Nashville Hotel, and on Friday, Southern Steak and Oyster, just a couple blocks away, easily accessible from the Omni. Southern Steak and Oyster on Friday. Bryce Atkinson with us, and we'll get into a little hoop, maybe some football as well. Bryce, how you been, man?
Morning, Bill. Been too long, buddy. How's it going?
Where were you last week? I know it was curling, but where were you?
I was in beautiful, sunny, frigid, actually, Fargo, North Dakota, 9 days, and you know what? I live to tell about it.
Wow. Wasn't outdoors, was it?
Oh, God, no. No. I was hoping they put us in the Fargo Dome, but the event actually was over at Shields Arena on the other side of town. But it was a long, long week. But on the positive side of it, you have to put on a 2-pound gold medal from the 2018 Olympics, which was really pretty cool. So, yeah, live to tell about it and live to come talk some hoop with you. As you guys, got the tournament rolling in Friday?
We do. Now, it's a little odd, the teams we've got here, because yeah. We've got Nevada, Texas, Cincinnati and Xavier are here, and we've got that Missouri-Florida State game. That may resonate a little bit with the locals. And, you know, Cincinnati, with Cincinnati and Xavier coming down here, maybe it's an easy four-hour drive. That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that Missouri-Florida State game, typically you think 8-9s are going to be really good. That one is probably the 1-8-9 game in the last 5 years that I just look at and say, golly, what a stinker of a game. I tell you, the best game you guys, I think, in my opinion, you got is that Nevada-Texas game is going to be – I think that's going to be a really good first-round game.
Right. Right. No, I agree. Who goes deeper into the tournament from these eight SEC teams? Who's got the best shot?
Well, you know, I hadn't even thought about it in terms of looking at my bracket as opposed to at least just how I see it playing out in the Sweet 16. And now that you ask me that, I don't have a single SEC team in the Sweet 16. The smart money, at least in my opinion, no question, would be Kentucky. And Kentucky's got a gauntlet, though, of a first two games. I mean, Davidson is scary in the fact that they are so unconventional in their offensive sets. You get past Davidson and Aldridge, then you got a date with Arizona, one of the hottest teams in the country looming. So Kentucky talent would tell you that would be the team, but their path would suggest otherwise. At the end of the day, you know what? You might have to go with the Vols, and I don't think there's any question they get past Wright State with ease, but I think Loyola Chicago is going to knock off Miami because they don't have Bruce Brown. I think Tennessee getting to the Sweet 16 and a win over Loyola Chicago, the Vols might just be the team because I just don't see Auburn doing it.
Are people adjusting their Virginia thoughts considering the freshman they just lost?
Well, they better. I had Arizona knocking them out anyway, and that doesn't change. But DeAndre Hunter – I mean, they were down. What is Coach Bennett in UVA? What they apply, run basically a tight eight-man rotation. So you pull one of those guys out, now you're down to seven. And I mean, everything about him being ACC Sixth Man of the Year and everything, that's great. But he was probably their most talented all-around guy. I mean, he was, you know, had a 7'2 wingspan. He was a guy that probably was their best pro, at least pro prospect. He's a guy that can get by you. They don't really have a lot of that. Virginia's got a lot more. You know, the Kyle guys of the world are good, and they're more shooters, but they're not guys that are going to put the ball in the deck and just straight blow by you. And that was the one guy they had, and it was DeAndre Hunter, and he is out. And I think it is a big loss for them. I still thought that Arizona, at the end of the day, would clip them. And the problem with Virginia has always been they haven't had a guy that can really elevate their game, especially offensively. And you know defense wins championships, and I hate that saying, but in the tournament, you've got to have a Duke. You have to have Duke. And, you know, all the past national champions going back, I think, 20 years that have at least one first-round pick, who is that guy for Virginia? I just don't see that. And DeAndre Hunter was really the one dude who could elevate and could blow by you, and he's gone. So I think it is a massive loss for Virginia.
Is Thad Matta a good fit for Georgia?
Oh, good question. I wouldn't say good fit. I just think they're better fits. You know, I think they're better fits for Georgia out there. I would look at a guy immediately in somebody in Earl Grant at the College of Charleston, who's got roots from the area, you know, comes from a little bit of the Greg Marshall coaching tree, was with him, was a Clemson, knows the upstate Atlanta area, has recruited it well, and clearly he's had success at the College of Charleston. I would see a guy like that is a much better fit than Thad Matta, because my big thing on Thad, Bill, and I'm not sure where you stand on him, you know, Thad did a fantastic job at Ohio State, but I think he was losing juice. I think he was losing steam, and I know that a lot's been made of the back problems and some of the things that he had. I think it's all 100% true. I'm not discounting that. I just think that he lost some of the juice, some of the passion. Is it still there like he had, you know, 5-10 years ago? I'm just not sure. I would see a guy that would bring energy into a building, you know, like an Earl Grant or somebody else of that ilk versus a Thad Matta.
Well, and I've been saying somewhat the same thing, but really from a different angle. And the juice thing, I'm with you. I think he was losing, and Ohio State's certainly a much better job than Georgia when it comes to basketball. So you wonder, down the stretch, though, having Pryor recruited really, really well,
yeah,
he couldn't get any players down the stretch. Literally, he had lost, for whatever reason, maybe it was that energy you're talking about, his ability to recruit. Now, the problem Georgia's had when they're not right, which most of their history they haven't been right, other than Dominique Wilkins, Terry Fair, Vern Fleming, those teams, but it's usually because the coach there can't go into Atlanta and recruit. And that's, if you can't do that and you are the university, and I know that the AAU scene there is pretty sleazy, but if you can't go in there and get your hands dirty, then why the hell you got the job? And that's what I was saying about Fox the whole time.
See, what you're saying goes immediately back to that passion and juice, because he had players back 10 years ago. He really didn't have any players anymore.
Right.
And whether it was he didn't want to play the AU game, whether he just didn't have the, you know, I mean, there are guys who just don't like to recruit. I mean, they just notoriously are, you know, like a Tubby Smith, that just don't, they don't care for that scene. They don't care to, you know, to go out and do the things you have to do to go get players, go get dudes. And I just don't know if he had that anymore. And there was a reason why he was fired, and it was not because, you know, that he's not a good coach. Thad Matta was fired in June because the athletic director looked at that roster. He looked at the players making up that team that were coming back and said, there is no way that we are built for any kind of success with what this team looks like. We might as well just go ahead and make this change now that we have been thinking about anyway, because why not? Then you go in and look at what Chris Holtmann did with all of the same parts outside of a few players here and there that transferred, you know, grad transfer, the kid, the Dockage kid, and look what he's done. And you know why I think Holtmann's done it? Because Holtmann has juice. That guy has passion. That guy had energy. I knew whoever ended up hiring him out of Butler was making a good move, and there were several jobs that I thought he would have been a better fit. Indiana was one of them last year. But I think there's a reason why Ohio State succeeded this year, and it was strictly on Chris Holtmann, and because he's got passion for the game, he's got the juice, he's got the mojo, and he's a damn good basketball coach, a pop-up.
Bryce Atkinson with us, ESPN Upstate. Okay, you mentioned Tubby, and weren't you there with Pitino and Tubby?
Yep, I sat right in, when I was at Kentucky as a student reporter, the Kentucky Colonel. I sat right in front of Rick when he announced he was leaving for the Celtics. And my sister, actually, ironically, Bill, was at Georgia and was actually one of the hoop girls on the Georgia staff when Tubby, and she was actually either at his house or was supposed to be there for a weekend party or recruiting, but something, when Tubby announced he was leaving and coming to Lexington. And so, yeah, Tubby Smith, just a fantastic man. I mean, there's just very few that are that classy in the business than Tubby. But, boy, what a mess. What an absolute mess at Memphis.
Well, and there was supposed to be a meeting down there yesterday. It didn't happen. Maybe going to be today. But people like Gary Parrish, Rothstein, these guys are reporting that he's not going to be back. They don't think he's going to – and they're going to owe him $9 million. I want you to talk about that, and let me add to this. If Penny Hardaway gets that job, does that change the dynamic of James Wiseman and the conclusion that everybody has that he's going to end up at Kentucky?
Well, it definitely could. There's no question that if you're Memphis in the Memphis, what do you want to call it, prep scene has been – it's been shady at times. It's been questionable, especially on the basketball end. And, you know, DJ Jeffries, who recently committed to Kentucky and, you know, as a high school teammate or as a AU teammate of Wiseman and playing for Penny Hardaway, that 100% would change the dynamic. I don't know if they would definitely pull the trigger and go to Memphis, but I think you got to put Memphis in play to stay home and play for your guy that you got that trust in. But it just stinks. And Penny's always at least, from afar, from a distance, everything I know is, you know, Penny's so well-liked and a guy that a lot of people respect. If some of this stuff is true, and I'm sure it is, that he's worked to undermine Tubby Smith and work behind the scenes to position himself, especially with what he's done and his name ID and everything that he would bring to the job, that to me, that's incredibly disappointing in a real direct hit on Penny and his character. But you know what? He may not give a damn about that. As long as he's the head basketball coach at Memphis at his alma mater, and he'll do whatever it takes to get it. I mean, it's a ruthless game. Some guys do ruthless things. To me, it just goes counter to what I thought Penny Hardaway was all about. But, you know, then again, if he feels like he's the guy that can, quote-unquote, save his university and basketball program, that a lot of things he helped do to build, you know what? He's going to go out and do it.
That one is interesting. They owe Tubby $9 million, so obviously Tubby's made plenty of money before then. But
yeah, and you know what? If I'm Tubby Smith and Bill, I'd say good, fire me, give me the money, I'll walk. Because look, in Tubby's defense, to a degree, I think Tubby's made some bad coaching decisions as far as some of the places he's gone. I'm not taking Memphis or Minnesota was just stupid to fire him in the first place. Okay, let's just go there. All right.
Right.
But when they fired him, and I know for a fact he was jaded, and he wanted to coach. He wanted to coach again immediately and say, you know what, I'll show you. And I know that factually from people that know Tubby. And that's why when Texas Tech opened and Chris Beard or that when that job opened and, you know, he got it immediately, it was – I said, knowing Tubby and Donna, you really want to go to Lubbock, and nothing against the people of Lubbock, but that's not exactly destination university for college basketball. Some of the things that Tubby has done with his career, I think it was just a quick fix to get him back in the game. And, you know, that's not a place that I would have thought I would have seen Tubby Smith maybe coach for, you know, 12 years, finish out his career, you know, after being fired at Minnesota. But then, you know, he leaves Texas Tech and goes to a situation in Memphis, which I never saw that fit from the very beginning. I just think Tubby, I'm just surprised on some of the decisions he made as far as where he wanted to end up.
Who do you have in your Final Four?
Well, I like, I think this is a field where, you know, in the past where you could probably say 7-8 teams, I legit think there's 14-15 teams that can win this whole thing. And that's why I've only got one seed in the Final Four, and that's Villanova, who I do think wins it all. But I got Arizona, Gonzaga, Villanova, and Michigan State.
I saw somebody, this would be pretty cool, I guess for some, but somebody had Michigan and Michigan State matching up in the championship. Now, would that not be ironic?
Yeah, you know, here's the big thing on Michigan, Bill, is the Big Ten tournament being played when it did, how much does that hurt Michigan when you're playing outstanding ball and you got to go take a week off now?
I know.
You know, how much does that ding them? And, you know, another week to work with John Beilein, you know, on the practice courts is never a bad thing because he's one of the best coaches in the game. But still, I think some of that mo is stopped. And I got to tell you, I think San Diego State gets by Houston. I think San Diego State could give Michigan all they want. There's no question about Sparty, how good Sparty is. You may tell you the team that I think we might all be forgetting about in this whole thing. And I started thinking more about it this morning because I really discounted them probably maybe too quickly in my bracket when I was going through it, Bill, is Duke. And typically in the last whatever years, you know, if you're a KenPom guy, and I am, and you look at his metrics, you know, usually that title team is a top 20 offensive and defensive adjusted efficiency. Duke is in the top 10 in both. And I think that while Duke had their problems defensively early and him, Coach K, trying to get those kids to play defense, because that's one of the toughest things. I mean, Calipari's, you know, got his guys playing some defense now, which is one reason why I think they've, you know, on the come up and playing so much better. K's got those Blue Devils now playing some defense on that end of the floor. And they've got, I think, the best basketball player in the country. I mean, I'm not talking the MVP, because to me that's Jalen Brunson. But Marvin Bagley, to me, is still a stud. You can go Ayton or Bagley 1-1A. But Bagley is a man, and when you got a man like that, you got experience in Grayson Allen, you got a Hall of Fame coach, you see them in the top 10 in both those offensive and defensive categories, you have a hard time just forgetting about the Blue Devils, Bill.
Yeah, I know Kentucky fans don't appreciate you saying that, but it's real.
It is real. I don't like saying it either, because I don't care for Duke one iota, but it's the truth. I mean, I think Michigan State beats them.
Right.
But then you got Kansas after that. But look, that Midwest is, with no question, that is a three-horse race. It's Kansas, Duke, or Michigan State. Anybody else comes out of that region, we're all grasping at straws, because who that might be, I don't have a clue. Sure as heck ain't going to be Clemson. Not going to be Auburn. I don't know who else it would be. You know it's going to be one of those three. I mean, that is a three-horse race in the Midwest. But we're all talking Kansas. Most everybody's talking Michigan State. I just have tried to give a little pause and think, oh, man, these Blue Devils, don't forget about them down here. And, you know, when you lose in a conference tournament, so many people equate that. And we're all just conditioned to say, well, they lost, they're not any good. You know, because they lost in the semifinals. Well, you know what? Sometimes we forget about those teams and just how good they are. You know, especially like a Michigan State, you know, who lost in their, early in their conference tournament. So I just think the Blue Devils are a scary team that a lot of people are forgetting about.
We'll get you out of here with this. Has Hunter Johnson transferred yet? Tennessee needs quarterback.
He hasn't transferred yet, but you got to look and say, man, That writing is on the wall, because with Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence, man, I don't know where you play.
Right.
I don't know where you play him. I mean, Jarrett Cooper's out the door. I had heard back in January that Hunter Johnson, not 100%, was out the door, but, you know, that rumor and that talk was percolating. And, you know, Cooper pulls the trigger first, which wasn't any big surprise. But it ain't going to be a surprise anybody one daggum bit to see Hunter Johnson walk, because there's just not the rep. I mean, you got Trevor Lawrence and you got Kelly Bryant, the incumbent starter. I just don't know where he plays. And you know he doesn't want to sit in red shirt, because if you're going to sit out a year, you want to do it when you're transferring into a better situation. Not to say that there's a better situation than Clemson, because I think what you got there in the product, the Dabo's, you know, speaks for itself. But in terms of a better situation when it comes to playing, think you got to make sure that you're setting yourself up for that if you're a guy and Hunter Johnson wants to go play in the pros, much less just get on the field in college.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Always enjoy it.
There he is, Bryce Atkinson, ESPN Upstate in South Carolina. Interesting stuff there. He's got Villanova winning it all. Life Insurance with Jason.com. Jason Herring, our good friend. Life Insurance with Jason.com. And let me reiterate a couple things here when talking about this topic, life insurance and your needs. He has been doing this for many years, and he has daily, literally, relationships with every insurance company where he's got clients or he has people calling him with their situation. Find me the best deal. Here's my situation. Help me. That's what he does. And he knows every one of these companies. He knows what they like, etc. He knows which situation goes where. He knows how to help you. He's not there to upsell you into anything. He's there to simply get you taken care of with life insurance, whether you're totally healthy or whether you have pre-existing conditions. And he works with both every day. Now, there are other circumstances out there. I don't cover them all. Like, let's say you've got a policy and it's running low on time, so you're looking to renew, or you're wanting advice on what to do here. All those various scenarios, all of them, countless and endless scenarios he deals with every day. All of this is done electronically. It's not done like back in the day, electronically, over the computer. And it's also done, certainly, by talking to you, the client, the person who needs the help. Go to that site, lifeinsurancewithjason.com, and you'll see all the contact information. Get a hold of him. Talk to him. Tell him your situation, whatever it might be, and he can find the best situation for you. And it's way more affordable today. Don't think that it's not doable. It's way more affordable today than ever before. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. We are taking a break here in hour number three. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning, T-Dot. Just moved that wreck, opening up all lanes now here. Southbound on the Ellington Parkway near Broadmoor. Wreck with injuries tying up the intersection of Dobson Chapel and Bell Road. Also a wreck in West Nashville, 8800 block of Highway 70. And a crash with injuries. It's going to be right there, Rule Hill Road in Smith Springs. That's a crazy intersection. If you're looking for the best bargains, check out Gimme a Five. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
ABC Affordable Building Cleaning in Nashville says, take the time to stress traffic safety to your children. Put emphasis on the basic safety rules. For instance, look both ways before crossing a street. This message from ABC Affordable Building Cleaning, where their distinguished service has earned them a fine reputation, and they care about the safety and welfare of our community and our children. They're a complete janitorial service for commercial and residential needs. So call 615-829-1077 for the professionals at ABC Affordable Building Cleaning. Wishing you a safe 2018.
Coming up this week on Checkpoint Radio, Nintendo has placed the spotlight squarely on the Switch in the months leading up to E3. We'll talk about the announcement that rocked the internet, Smash Brothers is coming to the Switch. Plus, a conversation with attorney Ryan Fairchild, who's helping pro gamers build sustainable careers. That's all coming up on your source for esports and video game discussions, Checkpoint Radio from Westwood One. Join me, Nate, Robbie Norris, and Joe for Checkpoint Radio.
7 to 9, Sunday nights on Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville weather.
Here's a look at your SkyWatch weather forecast for today. Sunny, high today in the upper 40s. Tonight, clear and cold. Low tonight in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, windy, and warm. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Low tomorrow night in the mid-40s. And it looks like a chance of showers in the forecast on Friday and Friday night. I'm Commander Chuck with your SkyWatch weather.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Friday will be just around the corner from the Hobby at the Southern Steak and Oyster. That's where the show will originate. 888-702-5494 if you'd like to check in today. We are clear of the guesting. Good guest today. Tomorrow, Chris Landry will be with us, and I've got a blank canvas after that, so I've got some decisions to make throughout the day about tomorrow's show. We'll see how the day develops, see what happens. Interesting stories. I know there are a lot of basketball stories out there. You folks are used to mainly football stories here, and that's typically what you're always going to get on the show, but there are some attractive basketball topics, like what's happening in Memphis right now with Tubby Smith. Sounds like Kermit Davis is going to Ole Miss. Now, for us here locally, to bring it back local just briefly, that MTSU basketball job's a good gig. I don't know what their target's going to be. I don't know who they'll go after. I don't have any insight into any of that, but that is a very attractive job. I can promise you there'll be a fantastic list of candidates that would love to get their hands on that gig up there. Some coaches that were at real big, let's say high-level D1 schools, could be interested in that job too. Anyway, we could get Ricky P to the area. Ricky P lives in the borough. You think Rick's ever heard of Murfreesboro? I mean, we love it, right? We're around here. It's our deal, but you think Rick Pitino has geographically ever heard of Murfreesboro? Shame on him if he hasn't. If Pitino took the MTSU job, where would he live? You think he'd live in the borough, or you think he'd like move to Belle Mead and then like take a helicopter there every day? Oh, man. Don't tell me we can't dream on the show. Don't sit there and try and say, Bill, that's totally so out there. I don't even know why you're talking about that. It's radio. We can do anything we want to do. If I want to sit here and dream about Rick Pitino taking the MTSU job, let me. It's my show. I can dream up and make up and think up anything I want. They're my toys. I get to play with them any way I want. I'd like to have Ricky P here in Wilco. I can tell you right now, even though I'm down on him right now, if he moved to Wilco, we'd hang out. I'd find us a little Italian place to go have some wine, you know, pasta. We'd hang out, two Catholic guys. Line him up at one of the Catholic churches here. I'm just telling you, man, we'd have a good time. I'd help him recruit around here. I'd tell him where all the players are. Because Rick is a good recruiter. He's not a great recruiter. You know who I've compared Rick to, kind of, even though it's not exactly apples and apples, is Spurrier. Now, bear with me here. I'm only talking about from a recruiting angle, and I'm only talking about somewhat like Spurrier. Now, Steve Spurrier at Florida had outstanding talent, but he didn't work real hard for it. He had assistant coaches. Spurrier would close, but Steve Spurrier, for example, let's say Urban Meyer right now, obviously Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney, those are just three. And they're more established. I'll bring up Kirby Smart, but let's just stay with those three for the moment. Those three are head coaches, but they're also individually outstanding recruiting head coaches. If you just had them as a position coach on a random staff somewhere, those three, they would be recruiting the hell out of players and doing well with it. Not all head coaches, even head coaches who have attractive rosters, are individually the best recruiters. Not everybody has that high-level skill set. Spurrier at Florida did it because that's the way you get players, but it's not like that was a big passion of his. It's a big pain in the neck. He had a lot of gifted rosters, obviously. The 96 National Championship team, the entire 90s, the 01 team that Tennessee beat was loaded with talent. Spurrier will tell some that was his best team. Let him down there at the end, but that was his best team, maybe. The 96 team, all those teams in the 90s, loaded with talent, every position. But it's not like he was Mr. I'm obsessed with recruiting and I'm going to be out there doing it around the clock. Patino's like that too. Now, he's more into it than Spurrier. And he always has talent. But let's face it, at Louisville and Kentucky, he didn't recruit. His first big name recruit at Kentucky was Jamal Mashburn out of New York. And that was a hellacious splash there. Dude could ball. And he was there. Mashburn was there 2 years, right? He didn't get to the third year, right? I wouldn't think. Somebody correct me there. I know he didn't leave after his freshman year. But I think he left after 2 years. Bean Counters, look me up on that one and correct me if I'm wrong. But even those teams like the 96 team, and those were all big-name recruits. But those guys all stayed a couple of years, at least. Ron Mercer was a freshman on that team, if you'll recall, on the 96 team. He was back for 97. All those names, every one of them. But Patino's the same way somewhat. Now, I'm totally different than Spurrier in so many ways, so I'm not comparing them at all. I'm just saying, and Spurrier never had all this junk following him around like Patino does right now either. But I'm just saying from a passion recruiting point of view, I've always thought they were similar. Jeff is saying that he thinks Mashburn was there for 3 years. Somebody bean count that for me. I thought it was two, but that's why I want to make sure, because I could absolutely be corrected on that one. And Jeff is the, he's our, if Jeff 2 is the alpha bean counter, Jeff in Chicago, Jeff Stahl, is certainly our alpha hoop bean counter. There's no doubt. I wouldn't bet you on the two-year thing, but that was my hunch. Let me get Alan, who's dialed us up. What's up, Alan? How you doing, bud?
Pretty good, Bill. Good show as always. But I tell you what, you got a lot of nerve bringing up old Yeller.
That hurt. Yeah, I didn't like that either. I don't like that movie because I don't like the ending.
Hey, Bill, I tell you what, I hate to say it, but I saw it in the theater.
I did, too. I did, too. Our elementary school class went to watch it, and I did not like it that day either.
I tell you what, but wouldn't you love to have the Kleenex concession there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen, Bill, I had gotten out of range yesterday when Griff came on. I didn't get to hear him. What did he say about Chandler and Trey Smith.
Chandler's fine and nothing on Trey Smith. The family wants privacy and nobody either knows anything or the folks that know something aren't going to be public about it.
No, I understand. I just wish the young man the best. And boy, I tell you what, that's good gosh. To have somebody that looks like that physically and to have something go south, let's just hope it's reversible.
Yeah, I tell you, I know lots of people that can tell me what's going on there. I haven't talked to him yet because I've been in different modes. I'll have that conversation soon, though. And I'll be subtle. I'll be careful with it. But I'll get to the bottom of it when I have time.
Okay. Well, Bill, tell me you're talking about a potential quarterback transfer maybe to the Vols or someplace else. Give me the lowdown on this.
Well, and for everybody, they did get the grad transfer Keller Crist out of Palo Alto, Stanford. But anyways, Hunter Johnson was in the class of – he would have been the class of, what, 17, one of the highly rated quarterbacks out there, an Indiana kid, and actually was committed to Tennessee for a little bit. Ended up at Clemson. The problem is now with Trevor Lawrence coming in, and Clemson's starting quarterback is back too, who was really effective this year. Hunter Johnson's kind of sandwiched there. And we think this spring is probably going to be his come to Jesus moment where he's going to have to conclude it ain't happening here at Clemson. I think he probably already knows that. So he's going to need to transfer, and I just brought it up. Now, I just brought it up because of a prior connection. I haven't heard anything recently, but to me it would make sense. Many schools would make sense for him, but considering where Tennessee's at quarterback right now, that would make sense. I've got no idea what Jeremy Pruitt thinks about him or how he would evaluate him either. So, but he's a big name.
Well, let me ask you this. Now that you brought him up, I do remember him being committed at one time to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he is a pro style, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And wasn't he one of the guys that was in on the when the big kid out of Oak Ridge, the big wide receiver, went
right
to Clemson also? I think that was the same class. Weren't they buds on Twitter or something? Both went there at the same time or both kind of, let's say, they went from one shade of orange to another?
I don't know if that was related or not. I don't know. I'm sure it became a thing because of the commonality there of what they did. But I don't know if they were buds or not in that deal. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't recall that one. But he's going to need a new home. I'm thinking now, again, I can't speak for him. Maybe he's content. But quarterbacks we know aren't content. They want to go where the situation facilitates their needs. And you would think Tennessee would be that situation.
Okay. Now, Bill, did he redshirt last year?
No. Charlie, Hunter Johnson did not redshirt last year, did he? I think he played some. Yeah, he played some. Yeah, he played.
Okay. So he is a true freshman. So he would have, if he set out a year, he'd have three left, right?
Yeah, and again, sometime this spring, early summer, they're going to modify the transfer rule. Now, it's not going to be unfettered. You're not going to be able to just say, hey, today I'm happy, tomorrow I'm not, I'm gone, and you'll see me at State U next week. But the transfer rules are going to be different, so we'll see. But for example, Michigan is right now still trying to get Shea Patterson cleared for next year, and they think they probably will, and he played this last year.
Well, Bill, explain to me how that can happen. What can Michigan do? What arms can they bend in order to make that happen?
Okay, I'll give you the politics of it.
The
law, there's a lawyer down there, and he's the lawyer that has been the big thorn in the side for Ole Miss. He's the one that had the stack of telephone records, and he had hired the guy who runs the Mississippi State site, and they're the ones that identified that telephone number that connected Hugh Freeze to the Tampa hooker, and that's the beginning of the end for Hugh Freeze. Long story short, this guy is representing all Well, the six Ole Miss players who are transferring. One's Van Jefferson from here, who now is down at Florida. He's representing all these guys. And what they're saying and what they're pitching to the NCAA, and they're using texts and everything else, is that Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss misled them when they signed there about what potentially would happen with the NCAA investigation. They're saying they were lied to and tricked into going there, coaxed into going there based on Freeze lying to them, so therefore they ought to be free immediately. And many think they are going to be granted that.
Bill, that's some interesting stuff. And I tell you what, Shea Patterson is the missing link to what they need up in Michigan.
He's good. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. Now he's coming off a knee.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that lawyer is a saber rattling, hell raising, I'm going to get it done, dude. He is very good, and he's representing all those kids. Again, Van Jefferson, I can't think of them all, but Shea Patterson, etc. I'll tell you the story about that. You want to talk about NCAA goofball stuff? I'll tell you. I read about this yesterday in that situation with Michigan after the break. We got to get it. We got two more breaks, actually, we got to get to. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic here tied up because of an accident at Dobson Chapel at Bell Road in all directions. Also, a crash at Briarville Road at Worth Street. Rule Hill Road at Smith Springs is still tied up on that collision involving some injuries. Still bumper to bumper 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. That's right. They were here way before all the copycats. That's Princess Hot Chicken. 5814 Noblesville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for the entire month of March, enjoy any sandwich in a wrap, delicious fresh cut fries, and drink for the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Diesel Power LLC in Nashville says in some emergencies, blood must be shipped in from outside the area. This takes time, and sometimes a patient does not have time. Be a lifesaver and donate blood today. This message from Diesel Power LLC. Family owned and operated and serving the community with quality and pride for 36 years. For information, call 615-256-8382 or visit their website at dieselpowerllc.com. Diesel Power LLC, where Peter Dawkins and the staff are proud to support the 2018 local blood drive.
Smashville is your home for the NHL Western Conference champion Nashville Predators. And WNSR is your home for the best coverage. Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Every game day morning starting at 5 a.m., Crazy Charlie Saunier and his crew take you around the league with updates, interviews, and more. For the best coverage of the Nashville Predators, make sure you're locked in every game day morning starting at 5. For Redneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9. FM.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel will be just around the corner on Friday at the Southern. Here's that story about Shea Patterson, and this is more of a just what would be the right word here? Another way to just bash the NCAA, since I couldn't think of the right word. This is a CBS story yesterday. It says Shea Patterson's transfer request to Michigan is at a standstill. Over 3 months ago, the NCAA, Ole Miss, and Michigan are still in the process of determining whether Patterson and those other players that left can play this next year rather than sit out. The players' appeals contend they were misled by Hugh Freeze about the scope of the NCAA investigation. Michigan is very anxious, it says. Spring practice begins March 23rd. It's no secret that Harbaugh would love for Patterson, a difference-making quarterback, to be available immediately. February 26th, Thomas Mars, the lawyer for these players, and Patterson, said the NCAA received what is being referred to as the full application package from Michigan regarding Patterson's waive request. However, until Ole Miss officially receives the same package from the NCAA, a 10-day waiting period for Ole Miss to review the request doesn't even begin. Complicating matters. Now listen to this, and we'll get the break. This is how silly this stuff is. Says, complicating matters, Ole Miss actually received that package that they've been, that they've been waiting on, but they received it courtesy of Michigan because the NCAA, sitting on their lazy, sorry butts, haven't sent it yet. So Michigan says, we'll send it to you. But because it didn't officially come from the NCAA, the 10-day clock has not started ticking. So from a technical rules perspective, despite having all the information for the past 2 weeks, Ole Miss can't really do anything because they have not received it from the NCAA. Is that not about the silliest thing? So once the Ole Miss folks receives the package from the NCAA, can't be from Michigan, it's got 10 business days to respond. And then they can get on with perhaps getting them cleared. The height of craziness right there. Let's get the break. One more. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic here tied up because of an accident at Dobson Chapel at Bell Road in all directions. Also a crash at Briarville Road at Worth Street. Rural Hill Road at Smith Springs is still tied up on that collision involving some injuries. Still bumper to bumper 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. That's right. They were here way before all the copycats. That's Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Noblesville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers and tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From site writers to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24-7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nashville weather. Here's a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for today. Sunny, high today in the upper 40s. Tonight, clear and cold. Low tonight in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, windy, and warm. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Low tomorrow night in the mid-40s. And it looks like a chance of showers in the forecast on Friday and Friday night. I'm Commander Chuck with your Skywatch weather.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Southern Steak and Oyster on Friday. Come on by and check us out. Tomorrow, Chris Landry is scheduled. That's every Thursday. Other than that, we've got some thinking to do about tomorrow's show. We'll see what develops today. Couple more play-in games. We're not PC here. That's what we call it. Couple more play-in games tonight, and then the real tournament begins tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. I don't like those 2 days. I love them. That's college basketball to me. You won't hear me bashing. Well, there may be a little bashing because the games are hard to find, but that's just people complaining to be complaining, right? Whatever happens, whether there are buzzer beaters or not, those are exhilarating days. Those are days to call in sick. Problem is we can't do that here. Yeah, we can't call in sick. Because the games aren't on when we're on the air anyways. And even if they were on when we're on the air, we couldn't call in sick. We'd just be watching them while we're talking to you, while we're interviewing guests or whatever we're doing with the show that day. So that's what we have tomorrow, Chris Landry. I doubt we'll be talking hoop with him, even though he is a hoop guy now. It's just he's, when you think of Landry, you think of a professor spending 25 hours a day watching college football and pro football, right? For our purposes, college football. That's Chris Landry. Nobody digs in deeper among our guests when it comes to college football than Landry. Oh, I tell you what I need to do. I need to schedule Buck. He couldn't be with us Tuesday because of a ticket. I'll try and get him tomorrow morning somewhere in there. We'll try and fit him tomorrow morning. Into. So, mental note to self, contact Buck. I did not get to him for today. Contact him for tomorrow. Charles Arbuckle, and we'll have a good time with him. Hanging out with Buck, talking some football, and probably some hoop with him too, because remember, he was at UCLA in the late 80s. Now, UCLA wasn't rocking and rolling in the late 80s when he was there. They were going through coaches. But right after that, remember, they hired Jimmy Herrick. And they had the O'Bannon brothers, and they won a natty. Yeah, they won a natty in 1990, was that the 95 team? I think it was. The next year, Ricky P was winning it at Kentucky. That was a stretch of time. Duke won it a little bit before that. Nolan Richardson in Arkansas won it right in that period of time, too. Would that have been about 94-ish for them? That was a stretch in time when college basketball rocked. Doesn't rock as much now as it did then, but the tournament's still cool. Appreciate the local mothership WNSR and all the support there. They launched the show at CrazyCharlie615. He puts up all the archives. He keeps us on the air. He makes sure the streaming's working. He has a list of about 2,000 things that he's got to do during the show. At CrazyCharlie615, archives are up. At Bill is King on Twitter. I'll be hanging out on Twitter all day. If you want to opine on something, I'll be around. And remember, you can always check in on the show, 888-702-5494. If you want to email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Enjoy your day, and don't let those snakes get to you like Ole Miss Evie was talking about. She'll shoot them. Lajpa.